Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You have to give people a sense of optimism and hope that things are changing here. You know, when we took over here in 2009, there was a real sense, both in this region and across the state, that this type of large-scale private development couldn't happen again.
Governor Christie talking last week about the latest attempt to get the Xanadu project going for real. With me now, the New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno to talk about the number one issue in New Jersey and the rest of the country, creating jobs. You know, we may get distracted by little things like the killing of Osama bin Laden, but issue number one in the United States of America is, of course, jobs, jobs, jobs. And it's jobs and economic growth on people's minds right now. And the Lieutenant Governor is in many ways the point person on this for the Christie administration, including a statewide 100 business tour that she's in the middle of and more. And she joins us now. Lieutenant Governor Guadagno, thanks so much for doing this. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Brian. It's good to be here this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And I see, first of all, that like much of the rest of the country, things are beginning to turn up in New Jersey with positive job creation numbers recently, more than before, after the big town turn, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we are seeing more people getting jobs in New Jersey. The numbers aren't changing as quickly as we would like, of course, but they are better than they were this time last year.
And I read that as we go down some of your initiatives, that one of your programs is to beef up the Business Retention and Relocation Assistance Grant Program so that it's $2,250 annually for 6 years for every job retained in New Jersey, compared to $1,500 for just 1 year in the past. Do I have the numbers right, and is that an important change?
It's a crucial change to the attitude, in the attitude of the people here in New Jersey. You know, we've been paying a lot of attention to bringing companies here from out of state, but we in the last couple of years lost track of keeping companies here in New Jersey. I don't need to tell you or your listeners that it's a very competitive world out there, and these companies have a large choice in where they decide to relocate. And we need to tell the companies we have in New Jersey that we want them to stay here. We don't want them to consolidate, but if they do consolidate, they need to do it in New Jersey. So the program, in a bipartisan way, we were able to institute here just 3 months ago in New Jersey is based on the number of jobs you retain in New Jersey. So the numbers can be as high as the ones you just quoted for up to 6 years, depending on how many employees are retained and how many additional jobs you create here in New Jersey. So it's a very lucrative program. We're winning that game based on the program. For example, I think you probably read Panasonic is staying in New Jersey based on that program and some other incentives. Bayer Pharmaceuticals is staying in New Jersey and consolidating their other offices here in New Jersey. A company called Reology that you all probably know is a real estate company, Sotheby's, Century 21 conglomerate, is staying here in New Jersey because of our recognition, finally, that we need the companies that are here to stay here, and we need to take care of our own, make sure they understand that we want them to stay here, that they're welcome here. We're not going to neglect those states, those businesses that want to come from out of state. Certainly, I'm in the fight for that, too. But we've seen $70 billion worth of personal wealth leave New Jersey from 2004 to 2008. We can't have that anymore.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, my guest on WNYC, and on retaining jobs, on red tape, on taxes, on other things that you need if you're a New Jersey business owner from the state, you can give us a call here in the next few minutes for the Lieutenant Governor who's working on this, and tell her what the state could do for you or, in your opinion, to create jobs generally in New Jersey, 212-433-WNYC. And for this call-in, seriously, only business owners in New Jersey, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I want to come back to Panasonic in a minute. I know Mayor Booker called that a game changer for the city of Newark the other day. But on the retention, how much do you think those dollar figures matter? Because some people question whether a per-job program payment program just makes businesses that don't plan to leave threaten to leave. And we've seen in other states that they're not binding anyway, so then some businesses abolish some jobs in a few months or even a few years, and then they get paid for pretending to retain others. I'm sure you've seen those kinds of things go on. So how do you cost it out in a way that you know you're not going to get scammed?
There's a couple of issues there. First of all, let's stick with Panasonic for just a minute. I mean, Panasonic is a multinational company who was leaving New Jersey, certified in their records that they were out the door. And you know, it's not a surprise that they could go anywhere in the world. So we went to them and said, stay in New Jersey, use these incentive programs. So we were able to keep Panasonic solely because of the existence of this incentive program. That's the first part. The second part is Panasonic doesn't get paid a dime if they don't create the job. Until they put shovel in the ground, build that building, and bring a person to New Jersey, they don't get paid a dime. So it doesn't cost us anything until the person actually starts to work in New Jersey. So that's a different type of program than what you might see in other states. And the last thing is, you know, I am absolutely positive that companies like Honeywell, Realogy, Bayer, Church & Dwight, Panasonic have stayed in New Jersey because of this program. I've spoken to each one of their CFOs and CEOs directly, and they're staying because finally they see it's cost-effective to stay in New Jersey.
So that's retention. Is there a separate program for bringing in new jobs?
Yes, completely separate program. There's a lot of incentives there, but what we're generally doing, what I'd like your listeners to think about going forward is we are now a one-stop shop here in the Lieutenant Governor's office. You know, New Jersey hasn't ever had a Lieutenant Governor before, and everybody said, what is that person going to do? The answer is, my job is to give certainty and finality in the business world. If you have a problem with the state of New Jersey, if we're in any way involved in your business and we're making it hard for you to stay here, hard for you to expand here, or hard for you to come here, then you need to give me a call. I have a phone number. I'm happy to send it out and let you know that if they have a problem, they should call me. And then it's my job to bring all of the different parts of government to the table for that problem. It's something that never existed before in New Jersey, and it is working. We're a one-stop, and we need to send that message out to businesses. Let them know that we have a lot more work to do. I understand that. I certainly hear about it. I'm sure your callers will mention it today. But if they pick up the phone and call my one-stop, they will get an answer. You may not always like the answer. Sometimes we just can't do what you want us to do, but you will get an answer, and that is a promise I intend to keep.
I know that's one of the things you've been emphasizing on your 100 business tour is accessibility via your office for businesses. On the program for bringing in new jobs, you mentioned some of the retention successes. Any particular relocation to New Jersey successes?
Well, you know, I can tell you a couple of things we're fighting for right now. You have to have read in the newspaper the fight for Hunts Point. And competition is good for everybody, I think. And Hunts Point, as you know, is in the Bronx. It's 3,200 jobs, and we're fighting very hard to attract them to New Jersey. That's
our
big one.
New York listeners may not be happy to hear that.
Well, I think the 3,200 people that can move to New Jersey from New York will be happy because we're going to save them a lot of money when they come here.
You mean on cost of living, or what do you mean?
When they move, if Hunts Point moves to New Jersey, it's going to save, as I understand it, at least from one of the companies that is talking about coming here, $300 per truckload because they're on this side of the river.
Do you ever resent having to compete against neighboring states? We want businesses to flourish without having to be bribed or pay a blackmail to not pay their share of taxes. I don't mean literally commit crimes under the law, but things that look like that.
This isn't a bribe. This isn't blackmail. This is a competitive environment where all of the states in this country are doing exactly the same thing. But in terms of
when they play New Jersey off other states.
Sure. Well, every state plays New Jersey off of other states. Every state plays
every business.
Yeah, every business does. And you just saw in New York exactly the same program with Excelsior that's going to be funded. It's the same thing. It's a competition, and people are retracting. People are consolidating, like a Bayer, for example. And we want, if they're in New Jersey already, them to bring their business here to New Jersey and consolidate here rather than leave New Jersey and go someplace else.
Is regionalism ever possible here for regional growth rather than New York and New Jersey trying to take businesses from each other, or is that pie in the sky?
No, it's not pie in the sky. Regional growth is happening as we stand here today in the solar and wind energy area. I mean, New Jersey is very competitive and very active in trying to grow wind farms off the coast of not only New Jersey, but the coast, the East Coast itself. So, and we've been very effective in attracting it. We're one of the only states that already has leases up to put these wind farms up. So that will benefit the entire region, both in job creation and in energy savings. That's just an example. But you know where the real game is now is overseas. It's no longer right. just a regional market. It's attracting business from overseas. And New Jersey, for the past decade, hasn't had any offices overseas. Compare that to Pennsylvania, has 23. Now, we just opened in the last 6 months two offices, one in Shanghai and one in London. And we actually saw an increase in our exports of 18%. So that's a job creator mm-hmm. right there. We need to focus more on, but we're making progress in.
All right. Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, I don't know if this counts as the 101st stop on your 100 business tour, but you want to talk to some business owners?
Sure, we'll do that.
Robert Thanks. In South Orange. You're on WNYC. Hi, Robert. What kind of business do you have?
Medical practice, and I have some questions. The problem with my business is that we are not getting any kind of tax breaks for property tax, and certainly the biggest factor for us right now is that the insurance companies have raised our health insurance by almost 24% for the premium per person. Right now, for my employees, we are paying $1,246 per person for single coverage. And what is the insurance commissioner, which is an appointed a position in New Jersey, doing to stop the policing of small businesses by insurance companies in the state of New Jersey?
Robert, thank you very much. Do you get this question a lot?
I've gotten the question before, and I know the commissioner of the Department of Banking and Insurance is working on increasing competition in the area, streamlining his regulations, and making it easier for you to get better and lower cost insurance in New Jersey. And he's already made some progress in the streamlining area, and we're working on greater competition so that we can lower the overall cost of insurance to small businesses.
Any specifics on that? You mean not requiring policies to have certain provisions, or what kind of streamlining?
Well, they're trying to streamline the regulatory process itself. We're going through each one of our regulations and examining them for what the governors refer to as common sense rules and regulations to make sure that they do still achieve their goal. And in this situation, what Robert asked about was whether we were targeting small businesses. We're not targeting small businesses. What we're trying to do is get government out of your pocket altogether.
John in Paramus, you're a car service owner?
Yes, I am. The other thing about the Hunts Point thing, they are going to save money because they're going to not have to pay the toll to go across the river anymore. That's their biggest savings with that.
But unless they're selling in New York.
If the business in the state of New Jersey, especially in my business, the three things are the insurance, which is outrageous, the payroll taxes, and just the regular taxes to be incorporated in New Jersey, business taxes, and workers' comp. It's the three things that really is killing this business. I know people in my business, big companies, that have moved to Pennsylvania and registered their vehicles in Pennsylvania because it's much more business-friendly to my industry.
Look, and we're working on the business taxes. It's not going to be fast enough. We walked in the door and there was an $11 billion budget deficit, and we had promised not to raise taxes. We were the 50th highest taxed state in the country, dead last in terms of overall tax burden. And last year, I know it's not a lot of progress, but last year we moved from 50 to 49. And we moved from 50 to 49, John, because we vetoed the millionaire's tax. Now, whether you agree with that or not, it did move us from 50 to 49. We're moving in the right direction. Already this year, the governor, in just the last 3 months, has signed some tax relief for small businesses. He's lifted the single sales factor. He's liberalized our net operating loss and carrying forward regulations and statutes. And he's proposed in this budget a total of $200 million worth of business tax cuts, mostly directed at small businesses. So assuming the budget gets passed, and I have every reason to hope that it will, you'll see some small relief. And it has to be small because we need to turn our economy around, put our people back to work first in this tough recessionary period so that we can focus more on lowering overall taxes. Now, property taxes, I know they're the highest in the nation. We've capped them by working in a bipartisan way with this legislature. We need to do a lot more. We're working on pension and health care and education reform. If we're able to do all of that in the next 50 days before the legislature leaves for campaign season, you're going to see a real sea change in your property taxes. And workers' compensation, you know what we did last year. We were facing a bankrupt workers' comp fund because all of the money had been raided from prior administrations, and I think it's fair to say both sides of the aisle raided the fund. Last year, you were looking at a catastrophic increase in your per employee workman's comp fees. We were able to negotiate it down from $700 per employee in that range down to to $130 per employee, and we're beginning to bend the curve on workman's comp and the fact that it's bankrupt, and we're still working on that. There's a lot of things in the hopper right now that would at least stabilize the fund so it doesn't continue to rise at a catastrophic rate.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno talking about job creation and retention in New Jersey, and Grace in Jersey City. You own a catering business?
Yes, I own a catering business, and I'm also just starting a new company making healthy seasoned salts. And there was a wonderful, at least I thought it was a great program that the Obama administration initiated whereby they would loan a small business, a small loan, if we promised to hire it by a certain time. And I was in just exactly the right place, needing the money, needing to hire someone. Mm-hmm. And it looked so good, and even the gal I interviewed said, you're just perfect for this program. I've been 35 years in business, I know what I'm doing. But because the bank, while I was on vacation, arbitrarily cut my credit limits in half, just like that's it. One day I have credit, and the next day I.
So, do you want the state to intervene with banks for you and other small businesses? Is that your point?
Here's my question. Yeah, is there anything the state can do to so that they just can't arbitrarily change my status?
Grace, thank you very much. Lieutenant Governor, about that, and in general, the tightened credit market for small businesses since the financial crisis. We get calls like this from business owners
right,
a lot.
Sure. There's two things specifically to Grace. Grace, do me a favor. Write this phone number down and talk to the person who answers the phone, and let's see if we can't do something for you in terms of short-term loans, short-term grants, short-term funding from the state government. There are programs available depending on the specifics of your business that would give you some bridge money. It's not going to be enough, it sounds like, but it'll give you some bridge money. So I'm going to give you the number for our one-stop, our Business Action Center.
Yeah, and only Grace can use this number, right?
No. Everybody, I have people up. We had 32,000 calls to our call center last year, and we answered every one of them in an average of 7.5 seconds. It's 866-534-7789. 866-534-7789. And that's the Business Action Center. They all work directly for me, and they should be able to direct you to the right area. The other thing, Grace, is we do have a small business advocate who works here trying to get information out about these programs. Depending on the type of your business, you're entitled to a certain, or you're able to apply for a certain number of programs in New Jersey. So that Business Action Center will also direct you to our small business advocate.
Grace?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for your call.
In general, in terms of, the common complaint, this is what you hear all the time. I have an Italian solar energy company who is already here in New Jersey, opened up their first office here, the first manufacturing plant here in New Jersey in the country. They're in Italy. They're a very large company in Italy, but they moved here to New Jersey, and now they're having some financing problems, and it's because the banks aren't willing to loan to a company that does and have financials from 3 years in the United States. So we are working on a program with the EDA. That's our bank here, our state-operated bank, if you will. It's called the Economic Development Authority, who are working with New Jersey banks to provide the funding to bridge those types of situations so we can encourage these companies to come here from overseas and hire our people.
We have about 2 minutes left, and I'm going to ask you to give out that phone number again in a minute and tell the listeners very broadly who should call it for what kinds of help. But I did say we would mention Panasonic, and I have a question about that. Moving its headquarters from Secaucus to Newark, Mayor Booker calls it a game-changing moment for the city of Newark, and obviously there's a big, you know, downtown Newark development plan, and, you know, we've talked about a number of these elements on the show over time. But Secaucus doesn't like what looks to them like the state playing favorites between cities. How do you get involved in that?
Well, I get involved in it by telling Secaucus and meeting with the mayor, as we already have, and meeting with the owners of the buildings that will be left by Panasonic, that I will market their building in Secaucus as much as I will market the space in Newark, New Jersey. The bottom line was Panasonic was leaving the building they were in, and they were going someplace else. And if they weren't going to stay in New Jersey, then it was going to be a total loss of upwards of 1,000 jobs to the people of New Jersey. So I'm not going to choose between my favorite son. I'm just going to go out and market the soon-to-be-empty building in Secaucus as much as I market the one in Newark. The legislation we have in New Jersey has seven cities that are entitled to these types of preferential treatment. The idea is really quite simple. These are urban areas that needed to be renovated. They needed they had the infrastructure, but it had to be updated. And this is legislation that existed well before the governor, Chris Christie, was elected into office. And we look forward to helping the mayor in Secaucus market his building, just like we're marketing the building in Newark.
All right. One last time, give out that phone number that small businesses or other businesses could call and tell everybody who should actually use that number and for what.
If you're having a problem with the state of New Jersey in conducting your business, if you can think of a way we should be doing it better, if you want to expand and want to know how, or if you want to come to New Jersey, you dial this phone number and we will answer your questions. It's 866-534-7789. 866-534-7789. If you want to stay and you can't for some reason, you want to expand, or you want another company to be here, you let us know and I'll go out and talk to those companies.
Kim Guadagno, the Lieutenant Governor of New Jersey, thank you so much for doing this with us.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And let's stay with the private sector for a call in. We want to know, what's the water cooler topic of conversation in your line of work? What's the biggest story in your sector that everyone is talking about? No guest for the next few minutes, just call-ins. We really want to know what people are talking about in different sectors of the economy. That last call-in was for people from New Jersey. This is for anybody in any line of work. What are you and your colleagues saying about news stories or other developments that aren't making the news from whatever industry you happen to be in? If you work in the tech sector, maybe it's the news yesterday of the acquisition of Skype by Microsoft for $8.5 billion. Does Skype actually make money? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. If you're in real estate, there's the news that foreclosures are on the rise again around the country. And in 3/4 of American metro areas, home prices are dropping again. 212-433-9692. Anyone working in manufacturing, maybe you're buzzing about the news that GM is set to invest $2 billion across 17 auto plants. Whatever it is, from your industry, from your sector of the economy, what are people talking about that we may be reading about in the news or that isn't even making the news? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll take those calls right after this.